Yeah, we ain't got the
podcast talk.
Exactly. All right, we want to welcome everybody back to the Brick Cave Podcast.
Hey.
We're going to do a shout out FM before we get things started. Shout out to 50.
Appreciate it. Tight.
All right. Got
sent you that bottle.
We sponsored by FM Vodka.
Dang.
50 Cent. You know, we can't improve power. All that.
Bars.
Yo, this is Boogie D.
Miss Pooh.
DJ Sir Thurl.
It's Kiwan, man. I'm going to introduce myself. It's Kiwan.
They call me Dick.
Virtually.
Capital letters.
So we go.
What's happening, man?
So what's up, man?
Liven up.
No, I'm live.
So they call me. Hey, this show ain't even started. Somebody liven up. That boy ain't saying one word.
Right.
So anyway,
even though y'all went to the wrong house, y'all about to get murdered.
Nah, man. Hey, I just
got white people out.
Nah, don't tell them where we at. They ain't supposed to know where the cave at.
Man, white people everywhere.
I don't care somebody. It's real.
So we inside
neighborhood watch is real.
Yeah, that's what we got out here. So we got Birmingham Kiwan. You know, and I'm gonna be real. Just St. Louis hip hop royalty. St. Louis music royalty.
Royalty, baby.
In the building, and so. You've been called
royalty, though.
Your passport's got stamps on it that I will never see. You've been to countries that I'll never. I can't even pronounce some of the countries your passport has been to.
Look, my thing going on. You can't see the words on that.
Yeah,
royalty. It's the third one.
You've been around the world.
Who carrying around a passport? Can I read them?
I have no ID. This is my ID. I'm ready to go.
You travel around the world. All right, let me real talk. Where's the like? The one of the most flyest places on earth you guys have performed at. Like you saying, shit, we are performing here. Where would that be? What continent? What country?
I like Macau.
Did you just say China?
Macau.
China.
It's right.
I'm from the West.
Hong Kong.
I don't need nothing.
You take the boat. Yeah, they built it. It's like a Vegas. Like they one person Vegas only kind of, you know what I'm saying?
That's what Macau is for real. Yeah.
How far is that from Lambert to Macau? How many connections was that?
Because there's still one direct to, one to like Hong Kong and then like an hour boat, speed boat ride.
A boat?
Yeah, you got to ride like this big,
powerful to get to the island. Right, to get to the island.
It feels like it's going slow, but it's fast.
Did anybody speak any English when you was there?
Yeah, did
anybody speak any Asian?
They speak your lyrics.
They speak your lyrics?
They speak your lyrics. They don't talk English.
That's it.
So how crazy is that when you hit the stage and they know songs that you made right here in St. Louis, Missouri, and you're in Macau, China? That's crazy to me.
That's miracle work. That's root work. That's miracles right there for somebody to know your music but can't speak your language.
Yeah, it is.
That's dope.
I'm going to drink to that right quick because I ain't never been to Macau, China. I had some Chinese pussy, but not actually.
But see, the third part about it is Chinese speaking third. The third part about it is, is that we were there for like the owner of the island. Granddaughter.
The owner of the island.
Yeah,
he built it. Like he built rock out of the water. He made his whole thing. The government had to give him, like make him share his share. So he shared it with his brother.
Yeah, because he became a monopoly.
Yeah, he shared it with his brother though. That's how it goes.
What?
Like the wind and all that.
That's how they do
everything
it.
The land, everything. Like you owe him rent. Like the wind, hotel and all that. Yeah, they got to pay him. Yeah. To be owner, like
Vegas,
landlord.
It's Vegas.
Then he owns some casino.
I want to say there's an old Kung Fu flick. I remember it was like in Macau.
It wasn't a Kung Fu flick. It was kind of Kung Fu with Jackie Chan and what's the movie, man?
Chris Tucker.
Yeah.
Rush Hour.
Well, Rush Hour had something to do with some of the people in Macau. Yeah.
What?
Yeah, it was deep. But we was with the granddaughter. It was her birthday, so she splurged. She had us.
Oh damn, it was lit.
Did they bring y'all into that room and say, you choose?
She a queen.
It was a line of girls. Man, listen, we went in this hallway.
Also,
like,
Rush Hour, she
a line of girls
right?
Came out the room and just walking like this.
Open up the closet
just
door.
Just walk like this in circles. It's like 20 girls, they just walk in circles.
Wow.
Oh, they walk in
and
circles?
And you just choose. Yeah.
Wow.
Damn.
I ain't with it, dog.
Let's get real time.
What you supposed to do with it? When you choose him.
Hold on. A certain member of the crew's not here, that would be A+. And his question would be, I gotta ask it for him, what was the bud like in Macau, China? What was that fire?
I brought it with me.
It was it's scarce there.
I've been doing all that on this
hold
podcast.
I was about to say
after that, you just go to the next question. You don't even know. You just know. Hey, that's what we call bars.
That's not how we go on the podcast. Trust me.
China and Asian don't play about that herb like that. Like you ask for herb, people like, Now you can ask for hairline. You can ask for you can ask for anything. Birth control, whatever, they got it. But if you ask for opiates, anything, you ask for her, they be like, man, you don't go to
that. They not playing with no
weed. Like, in a zip card, like 900. It's weird. Zip card, like 900.
Dang, trying to get in that break.
Yeah, you got
to
bring it home, man. You got to bring it home.
So, how long did y'all actually stay? Like, did you stay for a couple of days?
Like 3 days.
3 days? So, was the show the first night or the second night? Or the last?
Second night in the middle.
Second night?
Okay, so yeah.
Which is always good to stay extra day.
The jet lag was crazy getting back.
Yeah, we went. I mean, we went another place in
anyway.
In the area. We went to another place.
Over, I don't know what time it is now.
But we be doing 15
shit.
Hours.
Like, it don't even matter. No, fuck. We gotta just go. I'm sleepy anyway. It don't even matter.
He say, I just go by the light.
Hey, don't do this. Everybody listen to the Brick Cave podcast. Go. We got Mercury. We got Keywon. So, just for the people that don't know, because we're not going to assume, because we've done a whole podcast that sometimes people don't do their homework, they don't Google everything, they don't have a true knowledge of everything. So what was a quick overview of how the St. Lunatics came together, the inspiration, how y'all all formed? Because y'all were kind of like a Midwest version of the Wu-Tang Clan. Was it modeled after the Wu? Was the Wu any influence on the group? Because the group seemed like to be a Wu-Tang Clan of the Midwest.
We respected the Wu.
Mentally, we took everything from the Wu. When I say mentally, I mean like way of thinking, 5%ers type thinking, all that. You know what I'm saying? Like that was something that amazed us from the Wu. And that started with Ali. Ali was amazed with the Wu-Tang. You know what I'm saying? We was against it early, like the 93 early. But later we realized what was going on as far as fashion and as far as what they were saying and things of that nature, so they played a big part.
Right, and it made us know that you can have your own mind frame and still be together.
Yeah. Because we were at about 20 people group meetings before we started
like, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm.
Like, so you saying it was more people in the group we don't know about?
It wasn't even a group yet, and we had like 20 people. We were just trying to see
like, everybody writing rhymes. Yeah. But everybody beeper going off, and everybody making moves, so they left.
So it was a tryout to become a St. Louis?
An accident. It was like, it wasn't said to be, but it was like, hey, y'all, let's write rhymes. Boom, we rented the board from Bulletproof Records for $200 a week. We rented from them, boom. So Spud and them making beats, City making beats.
It came with the produce.
Right, it came with the
produce. My brother Marl.
$200 to get the producer. Producer included.
Everybody write rhymes. But after 2 hours or an hour and a half, people get to... My people going off, people got sales, or people got girls, 69 going off or 50 going off, you know what I mean? So everybody gets leaving. Us five stayed.
Yeah.
And we took each individual corner, like, he right over there, he's right over there.
So y'all didn't have nothing to do, so that's how it all happened.
Nah, we just turned it down. We knew what was important.
Yeah, they lied.
On accident,
we didn't make no money that night.
Somebody lost jobs and everything.
No, I done lost.
Nah, real talk, they lost, like, Nelly and City didn't go to work that next morning. They worked at McDonald's or something.
We didn't leave the
house. They didn't go to work that morning. Like, we was up writing rhymes. I'm talking about this one rhyme. We was on.
Wait a minute, hold up.
It was real.
Hold up. What McDonald's did Nelly work at? Because I'm going.
We worked at Clayton. We worked at
Clayton. He gonna hit him with the.
I want to know, because I'm supposed to. Do y'all remember when Nelly
worked
at
McDonald's?
No, they worked at Clayton.
It used to be in Clayton where the Starbucks is across from the jail.
Oh,
you talking about
North Central? Yeah. Yeah, we worked in Clayton. Then I worked on Olive, then I worked in Payton. We McDonald's it up.
Yeah. I worked McDonald's too. Shout out to McDonald's alumni in the building one time.
I worked there for about 2 months.
I dare y'all right now have a goddamn McDonald's conversation.
Right.
Can say something.
I don't know. I sold quarters and quarter pounds. I sold quarters and quarter pounds.
Wait a minute. I thought we was talking about McDonald's.
We are. Pagedale.
McDonald's had one universal rule. If you have time to lean,
you got time to
clean.
Clean.
It is.
I fucking hated McDonald's. I swear, I literally worked there.
Hey, Nelly Mama.
Sound like my mama.
Nelly Mama is the coldest boss of all.
Yeah,
straight. Nah, that's how y'all got out.
Yeah, her mama ran it. Her mama ran it. She felt like the owner, but she wasn't. Mm. But she was the top person, so the owner never was there. So she was the owner. So it was like, you got time to lean, you got time to clean. But the thing about her is, she will hire you.
Type.
And she like her mom. Oh, she could treat you. Oh, she ain't scared. Oh. She'd be like, you gone. And you'd be like, dang. And then you come up to her house at night. Like,
damn.
Oh, she probably do it where you don't even be mad at her. You'd be like, yeah, I was wrong. Because you knew you was wrong. Like, it wasn't no fire for no reason. You knew you was wrong.
You know what I hated about McDonald's? Because I worked at the Green Acres Mall, which is a big mall in Valley Stream. So it was the worst McDonald's to work in. Because as soon as you came with the escalator to the second floor, it was McDonald's open space. So what I used to do was we call spoilers.
I think I've been there.
Spoilers is when they gonna throw away all this good ass food because they said it was sitting. Man, we used to go back behind that light, just open up the counter. Man, we taking all this and just go downstairs. Damn. It's like, yo, we got Big Macs, 25 cents. Big Macs, 25 cents.
Oh. So, you know what I mean? So, how y'all feel about the dude that made the Big Mac dad?
I mean, I don't feel no way. He a billionaire. He cool.
Man, I work hard.
He died rich. He died rich. Shit.
I got $150.
Yo, you don't have no feeling about that, dog.
He ain't that hungry.
He ain't that hungry.
He ain't that mess around and even never tried to be like that.
He like, y'all don't eat that? Don't eat that.
Don't do that.
I just posted something with Ronald McDonald talking about some. I ain't never ate this.
Right.
He said, have you keep it? He said, keep it 100.
Keep it 100.
Have you ever
seen me? You ain't never seen nothing. Why are you gonna eat it?
Damn.
All right, so y'all had so 20 cats.
Got a McDonald's sponsor.
The five of y'all stayed. How did Universal discover the St. Lunatics from St. Louis? How did that happen?
Man. We were through Cuda Love, actually, which was Mace manager at the time. So it went through a whole ram of us. I think it started from us going to Cancun, like in 98, I want to say. Went to Cancun, me, Nelly, about 15 of us. And we was down there hustling. I was selling Moet. I bought a case of Moet from Grand.
Sound like you.
For $250. They were selling a bottle for $100. So I had 12 bottles. Boom. Nelly had 200 t-shirts that said, what happens to Cancun stays in Cancun with like sex positions on the shirt. So he was selling them, right? So we selling it. Big Trail from Harlem, which was May security guard at the time. He like, oh, yeah, man, where y'all from? You know what I'm saying? Y'all down here hustling, you know what I'm saying? I like y'all style. Well, we from St. Louis. Boom. Trail ended up meeting T. Love's wife's sister. We get back to St. Louis a week later. I walk in the basement. I stay with Love in the basement. Me and Nelly walk down the stairs. It's Trill. But Love don't know we know Trill. You know what I'm saying? Right. So he like, whoa. But he had been playing us our music. So he's like, I like the music. And then when he seen it was us, he was like, y'all hustlers and that's that. Y'all, I got something for y'all. So he hooked us up with like, it's a big party in Atlanta. It's Jermaine Dupri birthday party. You know, Mace gonna be there. Kuda gonna, and he didn't say Kuda, but Mace gonna be there. Da 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 da. He was trying to get us with Mace for real. And then we had Big Bob from St. Louis, which was Jermaine Dupri security. Right. He was trying to get us with Jermaine Dupri at the same time. Mm-hmm. So we all ante up our money, bought Love a real expensive suit. You know what I'm saying?
Y'all bought Love a suit?
Yeah, we all
I'm
chipped in.
I'm gonna drive his ass when I see him.
We all chipped in.
So you still got that suit they bought you?
You hear me? He chipped in too. All our life, Love had been buying us
Love
stuff. Love had always been a little paper, you know what I'm saying? So we chipped in the bottom of nice Armani. Like, it wasn't no cheap suit or nothing. We spent some bread. Make them look right, you know what I'm saying? We did everything.
We had no socks though.
We got everything but the socks. That's how deep that got. But we left, dropped them off at the party, and we used to come back and get them at a certain time. We come back and get them. He ain't out there, so we outside dreaming. What if this happened? What if that happened? You know what I mean?
I bet Jermaine's got the CD right now.
Love ain't came out yet. Must be something scary. We think we looking through the window. We seeing people like Elton John. So it's almost like King of St. Louis, like the black and white ball. Let's say.
Got it.
So it was like everybody in tuxedos, Elton John, Manute Bowles. We looking through the window.
What year was this?
97.
Was this like a Jermaine Dupri? Was this in the summertime?
It was his birthday.
It was on 14th. It was on P Street. It was the art gallery.
Because you know, Boogie used to work for Jermaine Dupri.
Right.
I
remember he did a party. He did a party in Atlanta.
Genuine performed.
I can't remember. It was a Jermaine.
I think Genuine performed. Was performing.
No, I did. Jermaine used to dance for Houdini. And he was in the Fresh video. Jermaine used to live in Atlanta.
You
check the facts, homeboy.
And what age did Skeeter
his head on and all? We were kids. Jermaine was
childhood friend.
What age?
Jermaine was high school. When I went to North Clayton Middle. Jermaine was homeschooled. That's how I met Jermaine. And Jermaine's first group was Silk Times Letter, dog, two females. Nice. Vicky and Jocelyn, fallback. And then we finished the story. Thank you.
Oh.
So we end up outside, you know, we outside playing around. You know what I mean? We ain't got on suits or nothing. You know what I mean? We ain't got on suits or nothing.
We got on jerseys.
I got on vocal. Like, we Ram just made. I just made vocal. Like, right. I did it myself. Like, no.
So y'all outside waiting for Love to come.
To come outside, but wondering, it's been 40 minutes, an hour. Like, man, what's up? You know what I mean? So then Slow playing around because he play all the time. So he like, I'm finna go check the list. He goes all the way down the thing to the front. And like, hey, we on the list. I mean, it got so serious. We like, dude, if you we walk down there and you playing, we gonna beat you up. Like, that's how I felt. Like, you know, as friends.
Don't get embarrassed.
Right.
Yeah. No, we just saying, like, even if don't nobody see us, like, you guys walking out here for playing because he plays so much. He's like, well, we on the list. We like, is he for real or not? We go down there, we on the list. We got like 45 minutes left into the party. We going there. Everybody got on tuxes and suits except for us. Yeah. AI got on Reebok suit. And Lost Boys had on fatigue. That's everybody else had on suits. So we in there, we in the Cristal Fountains. We in what? It's free.
right.
You know what I'm saying? We walk around seeing people doing that. We doing our Mac Attack, our Saints on Saturdays, you know what I mean? And then at the end of the story, we get back home. We left. We get back home. And we get a message from Cuda. Called the phone. Yeah. So I guess they handed Mace the CD and he handed to Cuda. Because he already had Harlem World, kind of. So he was already on the group. He was like,
right.
But he handed to Cuda. So Cuda called us. And then we called Trey. Like, who is Cuda? He's like, oh, nah, that's Cuda. Cuda schooled me to the game. Now I know my duty. Say, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. He's like, all right. We call him Monday or Tuesday. We end up in Jersey Saturday. Wow. He's like, I want to hear y'all some different beats. So we went there. Wrapped it up. He wants to do one song. We did three. You know what I mean? But that was just the whole, he got a driver and damn, his man paid on his car. He didn't even go to the desk. Like, that was deeper. You know, we was doing the math. Right. You know what I mean? But it was big for us. And that right there was it. And then Kuda got with Kevin Law and he took a chance and he was winning. But a lot of people was passing. Like, our conversation used to always be like, it's tight, but we don't know how to market it. We don't know what it is.
Because,
we don't know what to
because
do.
Because it was coming from St. Louis and nobody knew anybody was going to pop out of the Midwest.
And it was a different style, too. They were like, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? He was with Jermaine Dupri for a week. Jermaine Dupri told him to rap more. He had Ride With Me. He had Country Grammar. He had those songs.
So how did Nelly become to the forefront? How did? Because there's five of y'all. At this point, there is no... It's right now. Right. It's a group like The Wolf.
If you mad because I ain't know this, dog. We've been on the road how many times?
That's where we on. That's where we on. This is where we here. But you... I remember when Gimme What You Got came out, Nelly had the verse that just stood out like no other. You know what I'm saying? From the jump, when you hear Nelly, it was always an advancement of like, wow. You know what I'm saying? Every time. And he used to rhyme like, and it metaphor it out.
Yeah, he was bone mixed with a, you know what I'm saying?
It was different. Yeah,
it was crazy, just super tight. And he always was a hustler, so he always had the girl. Everything was looking apart. Kimon was a little high head too. But like, and that's what Cuda saw, you know what I'm saying? And eventually, Cuda was like, after trying the group 50-100 times to 50 different labels, he was like, let's just try you know what I'm saying? And see what we can do. But after that, what really kicked it off was he got on a song with Cardan, and it was like for Source Magazine or some other stuff, whatever they was doing it for. He got on that song, and he ripped it. You feel what I'm saying? And like, and it stood out and it started getting around to Dave Mays and you know what I'm saying? Like different Clue people that meant something at the time, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And it was like Nelly was, they start hearing, that's that Nelly kid. That's that Nelly kid. That's but that St. Louis boy. That's that, you know what I'm saying? So eventually New York start homing in. That's all.
But even before that, to even make the song Country Grandma.
New York showed love.
All five of us was on the song.
I'm finna say I got a version, you know, with all five.
Wait,
five.
Whoa.
Yes,
hold up.
It wasn't called. It was called
version of Country.
It was called Hot Shit, wasn't it?
With all you guys on it.
Yeah. It was called
Hot
Shit.
You have it?
I have it.
We gotta play that on the radio. We gotta play that on Smash Radio.
So he went.
No, I don't
he
have the clean version. I gotta clean it up.
Dude, it's called We Have Pro Tools. We have everything. We clean it up. We can take the curse words out.
Really, he playing around. Like when you hear a song, he just started doing, he was playing around with that singing rap. Right. Doing our verses, singing and rapping, kind of. You know what I'm saying?
So, okay, so Nelly gets the deal. So you guys is cool. Everything comes together.
Yeah, but before that, this was before the deal.
So,
then we already
Country Grammar was hot shit. It was called Hot Shit. Right, we pumped it at Club Casino.
It was the hottest shit around St. Louis.
Club Casino, 6 months straight.
We was playing too.
But it was like 6 months straight. You know what I'm saying?
It was called Hot Shit.
And then we changed
Shout
the country.
DJ
round,
618.
But we, like, I used to make $700 a day. I used to make $700 a day selling CDs.
Shut up.
You know what I'm saying? Selling
okay,
country.
So
selling CDs.
I never
we had seven songs.
This dude right here, you got that version of
I got it.
Clean it up though.
See, you probably
I got the tape.
But you probably got Nelly, but you got Hot Shit where it got the auto-tune kind of in it. You ain't got the one with us.
With
our verses.
With everybody.
Yeah, because we had to did it one time on this thing, and then we took it back home.
I got the tape.
I remember that night, because D2, because Saints had kind of like, was tripping. We like, we don't need to, we can go somewhere else. We can go to your time downtown. with this dude named Russ. And straight doing it down there. Boop,
how did back. When you got signed when Nelly got signed and you guys got signed to Universal? How did Sylvia Rome? What was your first encounter? Who was the head of? Universal?
Mel and Monty were in charge at the time. You know what I'm saying? So when we first came in, the deal was. If Country Grammar sell over $350,000, $350,000 copies, we will sign a group. You know what I'm saying? So it was like a betting thing. Or if it don't sell that much, we not even messing with Nelly no more. You feel what I'm saying?
Right, it was a single deal.
Yeah, you was dealing with
per the single deal. It's a single pop, then you got the album, then everything else moved forward.
I can say that now, because the single deal came later. Because first of all, they wanted they wanted Ride With Me to be the first single. And we wanted Country Grammar to be the first single because we knew it had already cracking. They had already been running. So
and we went and looked at
when we picked Country Grammar, they was like, all right, but let's try. Because this is right when singles were stopping. They were trying not to sell singles no more.
Right.
At this time. They were trying to sell the albums. They put out the single and it did like some stupid, retarded numbers in like 2 days and 5 days and stuff.
But
like
from a St. Louis standpoint, it wasn't the first single. Like vinyl.
Was already rolling.
I got Lunatics vinyl.
Right, but we did ourselves.
I understand that. But I'm saying like
the money back in.
So when we talk about give me what you got and all that, so mm-hmm. I'm saying like who I'm the boss and this is how it's gonna be. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, let me in is when. Where's the Let Me In record come?
That's Lunatic album.
That's in 02. That's afterwards.
Well, I'm not versed in St. Louis.
Okay, so we were signed.
That's what I'm asking. Okay, I'm getting educated.
We were signed to the Saints Family Skating Rink.
Right.
Right now, what you know is the O-Bar or the Marquee.
Got it.
Or the Loft.
It was just the Loft. Shit.
We funded. Okay, cool. Period. So we were signed to Saints, which is D2. They came and they let us in there. We had the key. We go in there, we record 100 songs a day. We just rehearsing. We going home.
Your hair didn't want no
you know, we'd get them too. We'd keep it 98. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It wasn't no what?
No.
So we go in there and whatever. You know, but Nelly was always like they didn't really like Nelly much. You know what I'm saying? Just the way he carried himself. He was like, I'm going to get a lawyer. And Nelly always like, what y'all doing? You know what I'm saying? They didn't like that. So when Nelly Deal came, they kind of, you know, we did an album. We did a couple songs. We had a song on the radio for like a year. Number one, like DJ Cut was spinning it, you know what I'm saying? Heavy. We went knocked on the window. They were trying to set up a meeting. We didn't know what the meeting was. Like, no, you got to set up a meeting with the PD. We like, man, we going to the window. He be at the palace. We going to the window, you know what I'm saying? Like, he right on Olive and Lindbergh. Window. Like, no, we on Woodson. We going to Olive and Lindbergh. Hey.
Got it.
Boom.
Shout out to go Chuck, back. Chuck right. Atkins.
And then we go back to by the time we get back to the Saints, the song is on the radio. That instant. Boom. And it never stopped. It was just like beating Notorious and beating Biggie on the radio. You know what I'm saying? It was like when we had the countdown, it was number one, 9 months.
But back then, when you got vinyl, it meant you was real.
Right. Like,
it wasn't about, let me email you this. Let me do this. Yeah. Like, I brought you the vinyl. You get what I'm saying?
Two of them.
Yeah.
I brought the two of them.
So I mean, like, it's serious right now.
I know.
Yeah. So we did all that. You know what I mean? Then we ended up going on our own.
Don't do that, please. I know vinyl.
She don't know.
I know what vinyl is, damn it.
But we did our own thing anyway. We spent all our money. Got hot shit and about 6 more songs. We print up CDs. We're selling CDs around town. I was making $7 a day selling CDs. I was making $7 selling CDs. Universal told me to stop.
Because you was bootlegging at the time.
I want boot, yeah.
At the time,
you can call it. You can call it. It's real. Yeah,
I got the Arizona.
But before we got signed, like it was during the time of we was getting signed, then we got signed, they were like, hold on, what y'all doing?
Right.
We killing it. You know what I'm saying? So we did all that. But Kevin Law gave us that
chance. And Kevin Law was on the rim of losing his job. So that's why the whole sell this amount or you know, we ain't going to proceed with this shit.
Right, how we got introduced to the whole system was a person that was kind of like low on the totem pole. No, but he came up after that.
One thing about it though, they said if you can sell 50,000 in one place, what we can do for you is sell 50,000 everywhere in the world. You know what I'm saying? So like, I thought that was dope as a mug. Just that whole sale pitch was, and that's what they did. Like, so we did some major stuff in a certain area, and they made that touch everywhere else. Like, people don't realize that. Like, a lot of people knock labels, and they knock sometimes if your stuff is in the correct place and the right timing, labels are very important. You know what I'm saying? They actually get to do their job. Now they cut out everybody because of the internet, so they don't have the proper workers. But if it's right and all everything is connected and the dots are connected, that works every time.
Sidebar, Jadakiss just said, hey, dog, knock independence. We not doing independent. We're the majors. That's what Jadakiss was like, you want certain stuff on a certain scale, man.
Just certain stuff deserves a certain scale.
You know, but did you guys think that when this happened, it will become as big as it became? I think everybody dreams about getting to a certain status. Yeah. I mean, I remember I was in Greensboro doing radio at the time. And, you know, Greensboro is a very...
Hold on, let me get my violin.
Whatever. Greensboro at that time was in North Carolina, but it was very influenced by New York. Like, because you had, like, North Carolina A&T, which is Salem State. Right. You have a lot of colleges, Bennett, and all that. So you had a lot of influence of Northerners from D.C., up in Virginia, New York. And so 102 Jams, the station I was at, we played a lot of New York. We was playing like Pungy the Fat Bastard.
Right.
All kind of like, you know, we played Hit 'Em Up. We cleaned up Hit 'Em Up, which was never a radio single. So it was crazy because like Nelly came out of nowhere. I think Busta dropped the album that year. I think y'all were out selling Busta, Lil' Kim. It was like, yo, who are these cats? And because like St. Louis, no disrespect, didn't know at that time.
Right.
So it's kind of, did y'all see that? Like, damn, man, we from the Midwest, middle America, St. Louis, and now we out selling we not just got a hit record. We are selling albums out the ass.
So you know when you do the,
you don't let me tell.
You radio. You know when you do the New Year
like countdown.
Top records, countdown. Yeah. In 1997, we were number one in St. Louis.
We don't do that.
We did it though at that
year. Yeah,
that was our first year doing it too.
Yeah.
And they
fucked
up. Fuck that, Chris.
Real talk though.
But we were number one over like every. I'm talking Michael Jackson, Jay-Z, everybody who was top record that year too. That was crazy, and it was just St. Louis. It was just from spins in St. Louis. We always knew that if we do it, it was going to be the biggest or it was going to be garbage.
Like, do you think the Olympic team going to win? Do you think USA basketball Olympic team going to win when they go over there?
Yeah.
Exactly. So we got the tightest rookie. We all different ages. We all stacked up. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So I'm thorough in my thorough. Boom category. He thorough.
Class 9.
He thorough, right? When we go to Cancun,
my people.
For Cancun Memorial Weekend, we win. Character wins. Our character wins. Mm-hmm. When we go to Saints, our characters win. We coming on with 13, 14 numbers.
You know what I mean?
And Freak Nick, we win. I don't got no jewelry on nothing. I'm getting your girl. You got a Benz. I got your girl. So we kind of knew either you's going to love us or you're going to not understand us.
We was whack or whatever.
We just knew we had different type of thing. Right, we studied this thing. Right. We didn't just go into it like, let's just rap. No, we studied. No, we're a big hat because this and that. No, I don't look like the crowd. No. It's all type of player stuff that we did because we was getting taught. Like, no, don't do that because like I was polo down from the sky to the ground every day. But
so let me ask you this.
So hold on. Before you jump into that, from a St. Louis standpoint, being an upcoming DJ, we knew at that point in time that they were taking off. Like we knew it was going to be real because St. Louis had never seen anything like it. I'm saying like all the shows was sold out, lines out the door.
And these guys were immature.
Oh my God. Like that's what I'm saying.
And they ain't want to come out.
Did you say immature?
Yeah.
And the ambassador?
What I'm saying, like...
At the first ambassador, I'm
Luke's Hunt. Yeah, first
and ambassador.
West
Florida.
This is the second
one?
Yeah, this is the second
one.
Look at Murphy. Yeah, this is the second
one. Because you don't understand...
It was in Northland.
You don't understand the shows. First, Ali used to come through whenever we used to DJ and murder the mic. Murder it. You know what I'm saying? So, that was one point of it. But the second point of it was... Every show they did was crazy, like lying out the door, down the street, even before the night even started. This is before they got signed. And then they start doing, what you call them, the explosives on stage. Pyro?
Yeah.
On stage, dog. We was at the ambassador, and it was crazy, lying out the door, down the street. And they came out doing pyro on stage before they were signed. It was like St. Louis knew it was some. I never seen an energy like that in St. Louis since. St. Louis knew they was out of here. St. Louis knew they were out of here. And you could ask almost anybody. That's like, it wasn't even no room for no haters because it was like they so overwhelmingly killed it. Right. And I haven't seen that since. And that's what I'm just saying. Like,
I think that, I think, energy. You know what? We're going to get to that because that's something we got to address. But I just want to finish up on this point because it's kind of like sitting with two guys that you guys did something like Thurl just said is still a very hard feat to top because Nelly may have been what the world was first introduced to was Nelly, then the St. Lunatics, but it's a collaborative effort. You guys were a crew that fed the beast. It wasn't just one guy. So all of you guys are the reasons why Nelly, St. Lunatics, St. Louis hip hop went to a certain level. But you did something that is very hard to do. It's only very few artists that have sold as many records. Mm-hmm. And when you start quantifying that, when we start talking about Diamond, 10 million, that is unbelievable. It just wasn't like it just came out of nowhere. It didn't just, because trust me, I'm in a whole nother region that is New York influence to the depth. Greensboro at that time was New York South. Right. And it was called New York South. 102 Jams was called Hot 97 of the South. We were playing no South shit. It was, if it came out of the tri-state, it was on 102 Jams. Check the playlist. These motherfuckers was the first motherfuckers we were playing. And niggas was like, yo, who the fuck are these niggas? And that's with this country grammar shit. Did you see the video? Niggas in front of low riders and shit. What, the West Coast is back?
Then
what about it?
Then we got signed and we got put on this promo tour. It was funny. Now that I think about it, it was like we got put on a tour. We was in like this 15 passengers. And we was going city to city, and it just put us in the middle of Florida. Like, it wasn't even stage. Like, all right, here go a circle. Go for it. Like, it was us, Yin Yang Twins, Drama. What's your boy?
I ain't ready. Y'all ain't
Miracle.
Ready.
Miracle. Oh, God. Wow. These all Universal artists, they put us on tour, but we ain't know what they were doing. We just think we all going on promo. But I think now, because I'm grown and I'm a businessman, they were trying to see who they gonna put their money behind right now.
Yeah, too.
We was making like I'm not fronting. Like we was making girls faint. Like people was fainting. Like they don't see us. They don't know us from Can of Paint. They just threw us in the circle and just like, and we had it rocking. You know what I'm saying? Every city rocking. We always worked on that. Like we always.
It was the crazy. Like,
our preparation is crazy. Like, straight up. Like preparation is everything.
You're not supposed to do nothing like that when you first.
And putting your bread together. Them pyros came from all of us putting our bread together. These people out here need them. Have 12 people on stage, but ain't 12 people putting up $100 a piece so you can get 4 or 5 pyros. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Like, that's the difference now. You know what I'm saying? People.
Nah, I think that
it ain't gonna be another one because ain't nobody ready to do that togetherness and ready to.
But
to be somebody has to be ready to be a Derek Fisher.
Yeah, but I feel
somebody
like,
gotta be ready to be a Robert Ory. Like otherwise, it ain't gonna work. It can't be Kobe and Shaq.
Everybody named Mama rap now. Like you ain't got time to be no fan.
Right. That's
like when I heard I became a fan.
Right.
Like ain't nobody finna admit to that no more. Nah, my cousin rap. I can't say I'm a fan of you.
And it sounds too much like a groupie. That word killed hip hop.
Let's bring this forward
because you know we can
go all day.
Right.
So let's bring this forward. So now you guys have seen this industry, this rap game, this music industry involved in different ways. It's flipped because like you said, getting on the radio at that day was like the pinnacle. Now getting on the radio is the last stage of first you got to attack social media, the internet. You got to get that. You got to get the kids got to know you to make you cool before the radio gets to you now. Now, how do you when you guys meet artists? Because everywhere you go, no matter where you're at, people come up to y'all. They want to know what's the secret formula. How do you bake the cake? What do you say now? Well, I mean, what do you tell them how to get their swag? How they can brag different? Same way, like you said, Keywon, y'all used to pool your money together. Mm-hmm. People don't probably realize that. Exactly. Like I said, y'all bought Love a suit, so he can walk into a. Think about I don't know nobody that would sit in a room business. With a bunch of motherfuckers. Somebody we gonna send one person into the Jermaine to preach. Oh, I gotta go. No, I gotta be in there too. Y'all literally said something that blew my mind. Love, you going into the party. We gonna get you outfitted and we gonna wait outside. Yeah. That's selfless at an all time high. Because I know all y'all wanted to be in that party. You couldn't tell me. You was like, I want to be the guy. I want to be the guy.
But that's what guys do.
I'm telling you,
I want to be that motherfucker.
But you understand, like that right there. That's why that conversation right there that most people never knew, except very close people, mm-hmm. here in this podcast,
except for the 18 is going to go with us.
Is going to say that's why they won, because you got to have 17 other motherfuckers to check your ego at the
exactly.
door. Not only that, outfit this dude in an Armani suit and let him hope he ain't gonna go in there and lose his mind, because mm-hmm. he ain't never been around all this shit. Because mm-hmm. I can tell you, the first time I went to some fly industry shit, I lost my shit. Like,
see, Love,
I
was,
don't even know how to.
But Love was one of them guys. That's why he got chosen to be that. Right. Love was one of them put together guys. Like, okay, Thurl coming at 3, you coming at 4. We gonna go to O'Fallon Park on Sunday. You know what I'm saying? He was one of put together guys. Talked on the phone, good to girls. He know how to do it. Put together stuff, and he been around player stuff. He been around hustlers
and
people with money. You know what I'm saying?
Come on, do you understand? And he had his own money. And not only that, here's another thing. From the outsider looking in, I'm an outsider looking in. Knowing that all you guys rap, mm-hmm. all you guys put energy, money into this, it wasn't just one person. And then to say, you know what? If Nelly's got to be the one to open the door, cool. I'm all right with that. That's still another selfless act, because mm. this is, y'all all got individual dreams.
From what I hear, he didn't want to be the first one.
Hell no. He didn't want all that.
We forced him.
But
it just got, it just, it's moved
hard
that
to,
way
it's
in
hard
that direction.
For 5 of us to come in your house. And mm-hmm. when we leave there, you're going to be like, they.
It is very hard to get 5 people to agree on
that. I'm saying, if all 5 of us come in your house, the first time you never met us.
Yes.
And we all got charisma and we all chilling, and you're going to be like, they came over here. But if we got this one person that got a lot of our characteristics, and we know that he's mm-hmm. going to pizzazz the room, and he's, you know, he always been like, what's his name on Mr. Cleaver? Leave the
Eddie
Beaver.
Haskell.
Eddie Haskell. Hey, Mrs. Cleaver, nice dress today. You know what I'm saying? That's Nelly. You know what I'm saying? It's all our life. So we understood that. We also understood that if he got $20, he's going to give you 5. Got we also understand if you buy a piece, you're going to get a slice. If you get 5 pounds, you might get one. You know what I'm saying? So we always knew that he was that type of person, too.
Right.
So that means something, too. You know what I mean? Well, like, go ahead.
But what was crazy to me is y'all didn't know the music business from Adam. But no, let me break something down to you. Let me go there.
I know not.
But y'all knew hustling.
Right.
So let me explain something to you. The music business is we get in the door. Okay, we hire your man for this, and this, and this, and that. Hustling means I get in the door. I get you, okay, your man know how to do video. Your man know how to do the lights. Your man know how to do this. Mm-hmm. Your man, and this is the underlying story that a lot of people don't know about y'all. I'm going to pair you up with somebody from the hood, from U City or from wherever, North, whatever. We going to get him a job to be your assistant until they learn your job, and we gonna get you like out of the picture. You see what I'm saying? Like
the whole thing, you have to be there to do something.
You have to be there with somebody from the hood.
He probably got 3 exactly. murders. He's okay. the light man.
He's the light man.
Sent him to school though.
But he's no, and then he's gonna learn up under this guy for a while until he get it himself. Yeah. Okay, now you got it.
Now you got it. Then he get a chance to go do Eve concert.
Yeah, he
get a chance to go do other people production. Yeah.
So they're creating entrepreneur. That's hustler.
Bus drivers, all that.
But let's get to something, because I'm gonna keep it 100. So the success also breeds contempt. Because as successful as you guys became, now everybody feels that y'all indebted to pull everybody else out.
You know why? Because it's hard to name a business person in St. Louis. We got 50 artists here that can make some noise. 50 plus. Name a business person here that can get them to the next level.
Eric Rowe, I'm going to say that he's Cedric Manager.
That's comedy, though. You don't look at it as that. You never even blame him for
the Rappers Brothers?
That's construction. That's,
all I'm asking is I'm not taking a shot at y'all. I'm asking a question. I'm not defending it like that.
I'm just saying.
I'm gonna say that's a good reason. I've been thinking about it. Two things I'm gonna tell you.
There's nobody else business wise here that can take you to the next level. So who's the next?
From a music standpoint,
right? So who's the next to think about? Us. Not even us. It ain't even us. It's Nelly.
Yeah,
you don't look at me, Kiwan, and put me on. You say,
but
Nelly.
That's not true. I'm gonna give y'all a story. When I first came to St. Louis,
you gonna say I know Kiwan already. Y'all you ain't gonna say you don't know Kiwan. You ain't talked to him.
I don't know if you remember this, Kiwan. When I first came to St. Louis, y'all came to the radio station. We all met. We had a meet. Right. We all got to know each other. Right. When I left and went to Philly, it was eerie because I ended up having a similar meeting with State Property. So it was like I'm having almost the exact same meeting I had with you guys. In Philadelphia with State Property, who ran with Jay-Z and The Rock. It's almost eerie because both of y'all crews is very parallel the same, right? But the thing is, they both had the same issue that you guys have, is that Philadelphia at that time and St. Louis felt like y'all ran with The Rock. Y'all were supposed to open the floodgates. And like you just said something, Murph, when he said, you got to understand the music business. Mm-hmm. It's a business. Right. It's not a playground. It ain't a rest haven. It ain't a community center. There is so many, like you, how you want to put it, because I worked at LA with a lot of bullshit that you got to go through. Because you're right. You may have had cash you want to fuck with. You may have had cash you want to fuck with. But you still got to get somebody to write that check. And that's a very hard thing to do. Because I remember having this conversation with Freeway. Because I asked Freeway the same thing. We were talking. He was like, "Yo, everybody in Philly just be getting on us."
Shout out to Freeway.
Because we went from South Philly to around the world. Now we back on the block, and people felt like we didn't do our part for Philly. We took Philly everywhere we went.
Right.
Everywhere we went, Philadelphia had. Everywhere you go, St. Louis had. We wasn't not reciprocating. We opened the doors, but we can't pull everybody in. Some of the work got to be done by cats back then. We opened the light for y'all.
Yeah, you got it. Yeah.
But I understand the weight that when y'all come back, y'all feel like, why y'all, like, do you not understand what we did? The magnitude I don't think sometimes cats realize what you guys did. And this is something that me and Freeway talked about. We opened the door so A&Rs, the record industry, the movie industry.
So the Rams can win the Super Bowl.
We come to this place.
We did that same time. That was cold.
It all plays a part with black people with money. You feel what I'm saying? It all plays a part with everything. Like, we got to really think about this situation. It's only a few masterpieces in Puffy Combs, by the way. You know what I'm saying? Like, and it's only a few Rick Rosses and T.I.'s. You know what I'm saying? Like, I only can name on one, two hands of artists that put people on and put them in a great situation where they can make something happen.
Yeah.
I can help Alley Hoop something more than I can actually put you out. Why? Because we're scientists, people that want you to be an artist only. You feel what I'm saying? Like, and especially at that time, you have people like Cash Money coming in getting, I need 100 mil. Gonna put out these artists. You feel what I'm saying? Like,
right.
So when we coming in as these artists and we like, I want my own label too. They not hearing that. You know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of people didn't understand that. Like, and I understand it now. You know what I mean? And then, two, 1 out of 1 million is real. Like, if people don't understand that, they don't understand it.
People
can move to a certain level. You can be the tightest in your state. You can be the tightest in your region. You can be the tightest yonder. But when you're talking about NBA,
right?
Name them. You feel what I'm saying? Who finna make it to the NBA? And I know a million hoopers that will dunk on everybody.
Then
the
people that made it to the NBA that score 80 a game in college and high school and all that, they made it to the NBA and they score 4 in the NBA game, they're considered scrubs.
But see, this is the part. This is the part.
There's no way they scrubs, you know what I'm saying? You're in the league.
It's very hard when you guys had, it's hard because of your success. Your success it almost became the negative because it was so monumental. Look, history was made. There's nobody can dispute that. But then cats don't understand. It's still a business, my dude. And you got to understand, not everybody's going to make history. But I guess what people look at it is, well, why y'all couldn't do what Atlanta did? Why couldn't St. Louis become what Atlanta did?
Because you asking, you talking about a city and you talking about humans. Those two different things.
Exactly. Well, I guess you can't name nobody.
Because you can't name one person out of Atlanta that did. Everybody.
Excuse me. Can I interject at this point? Atlanta was a business that was set up. It wasn't artist or a group that made it out and got the whole city on. Let me correct that right now. Atlanta was on purpose. They bid it, Babyface. They bid it, LA. You know what I'm saying? Come on now. Like, let's not go there. And that's what, like, when you just a regular cat in the St. Louis hood, you don't understand that part of it. That Atlanta was built.
No, that's the why we gotta speak on it. Because it's the same
that's why the normal person shouldn't get numbers
albums. All this is relative to each other. You should never know I sold 10 albums. Everybody at this table is connected. Yeah. Is connected to the same thing. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
This is not a shot at them. This is connected because the same thing. Because look, the same thing comes to us when somebody doesn't get played on SDL playlists. Or why did y'all play Smino record over my record? Because at the end of the day, music is not just emotional. Music has to connect on a level that nobody, these guys can sit here and tell you, they can't tell you why certain records they made connected better than others. I'm sure they probably didn't even think, so. They're sitting right here, might not even thought Country Grammar was the best record. They could have been like, well, I actually like this record better, but this record's the one that went. It's going. I ain't going to argue with it. And what Keywan said is very key, is that there's certain people that's just anointed in a special life and a special oil to do something special. These guys got special. They had a special oil. They got anointed, man. But what they did was they put the city on the map for even a New Yorker to know about St. Louis when I didn't know about St. Louis. St. Louis was not in my consciousness at the time. I was forced to like, who is these? What's St. Louis? Where is this place even at? I came and did a party. Real talk. I came and did a party for Larry Hughes, me and Polo, when I was signed to AVA, we were brought here by Larry Hughes' stepdaddy.
Yeah,
I
shouldn't have been, but okay.
Okay, whatever. And me and Kiki, the first lady, got into argument because she was supposed to be hosting the party. And I said, yo, they're paying us to be here. I thought St. Louis and Kansas City was right next to each other. I don't know where I'm at. All I know is I went to St. Louis. There was a White Castle. I was geeked out. I went back, was like, yo, Kansas City was like right across the water. I was in St. Louis and Kansas City. I didn't know. All I knew was
St. Louis.
I was in St. Louis. But why did that happen? Because they happened.
Right.
Because by them happening, next you know, Larry Hughes is now popping because he in the NBA. It was a party with Jermaine Dupri and all this other stuff. But now it's like everybody want to go to St. Louis. Now all of a sudden, St. Louis was a hot spot because that's where Nelly and the St. Louis just came from.
Right, but see.
You open up the door.
Right, but see, like he said about Atlanta is they started from a corporation point of view to build the entertainment business in Atlanta.
You're right.
Ours is coming from an artist point of view. You're trying to build up corporation stuff from an artist point of view.
Please explain.
So we can't change the stuff that I wish I was in New York. I wish at times so I can knock on their door.
Exactly.
It's us. Because we're too far away from you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, no. What you think I live on a farm was real. We didn't want Midwest Swing to be a single, but we knew we had to say that we are a place.
Right, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it got to that point, like, where you from? Mississippi, St. Louis? I'm like, Mississippi, St. Louis? You don't know nothing.
Right.
Like, but when you're talking to humans, I'm a human talker, so I'm like, what you say?
What
you know what I'm saying? I'm talking to people that's in the crowd.
You live
like,
on a farm?
Yeah, that's where all it came from. Like, no, they straight up think we live with a cow. Like, I'm supposed to have on cowboy boots right now. We don't know where we at. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But the thing is that we were prepared accidentally by us being from U City mainly. It prepares us for our career. Because the same way people feel about U City is the same way they feel about the song of Country Grammar.
Yeah,
because
I don't
know. It feels kind of soft, but it's so hard. You know what I'm saying? Down on baby, your street in the Range Rover, street sweeper, baby, cock ready to let it go. Shimmy, Coco. That's like U City. We don't wear polo boots, but we will punch in your face. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because we have a chance. U City is like Harlem. Like, we got a chance. We got Jewish, Asians. We got rich and we got poor. All right here in this little circle. We got Demo Loop. Nope. City don't have that. County don't have that. Or nothing.
Nobody has that. Yeah.
So we use it for our better. To be able to take the criticism for having a song like Country Grammar. Y'all got to understand. We straight street. Yeah. I'm straight 6-0 Crip. Like, that don't... You soft. What? Because the way I said that word, you know what I'm saying? That same way different between Biggie and Pac. Like, they said the same thing. He just said he's like player-ish. He said he's really out front.
Right.
You know, they both gangsters. You know what I'm saying? It's a different type of gangsters. Yeah. Either I'm going to tie you up and put a song on your eyelids or I'm going to shoot in your face. Like, it's two different gangsters out here. You know what I'm saying? So us being players, we already got accustomed to like, oh, that jab ain't nothing. Watch this. Okay, y'all laughing, but your girl with me. You know what I'm saying? We learn how to play it off. Like, that was the best rehearsal, was to be from U City and to be already criticized as, like, kind of soft and kind of, like, soft in the music. But, okay, go on, try it.
Yeah. That's easy. Hey, yo, you, to be honest with you, even when you first move here, the hate or anything you see towards hate is only going to come from rappers. It's not coming from the fans. You feel what I'm saying? Like, that was the thing. Like, and anything that you see big, McDonald's, people don't like Big Macs. People don't like McDonald's. People don't like Burger King. People don't like White Houses. People don't like Yum. Anything that's big is going to take a lot of hate. You feel what I'm saying? So, like, we never saw it or never felt it really because I've never had my chain snatched. I never had my nothing took from me like that. Like, I've never felt the real hate. Real hatred. The real hatred comes from rappers who want to be on in a certain place and feel like you should, but they don't know my first or last name at all. And I have 6 or 7 artists that I know are definitely kind of better than you, and I haven't even got a chance to do that move.
But yet. How do you talk to them, though? Because I understand
you can't talk to them. You shouldn't. It shouldn't matter to you. That part shouldn't matter to you.
You don't feel that.
Because no one put us on. You feel what I'm saying? Like, that part don't matter to you. It can't. Like, when you're in a position like that, like, why would you feel a certain way about that when you know damn well that's the same person that wouldn't do a song with you 2 months before you got on?
Right.
And they wouldn't even fuck with it. They didn't like your shit. You too West Coast, or you too East Coast, or you too much this, or you, we don't fuck with that type of rap. You understand? We around killing people in cyphers. Killing people, man, in town. I ain't never lost a talent show in my life.
Never.
And I've been in every talent show on earth, and I've never lost a talent show.
City
we always had a chance to buy a Motel 6 hotel room, $200, and we spent money on an ounce of marijuana. Okay. We always had that after a talent show. I've never lost a talent show. I've never lost a cypher in my life, except to somebody who's in my clique.
I think I told you this one time that you took me to my first Vietnamese restaurant. You remember that? I think I told you you were coldest to me in the whole group. Coldest than the whole group. Nah, really, real talk. He has to be. But what I'm saying,
you know what I'm saying? Like, learn from everybody. He is gumbo. Right. Like, if you're the right learner and you got the right talent,
he learned from everybody.
He's supposed to win. Every young person in the groups of America, groups. Let's talk about groups. We talking about Lil Wayne, CeeLo's, Method Man. We talking about the young people. They always end up winning.
But before you say what you're finna say, I've been with these guys on the road. I've been with these guys for a while. Yeah. So, I DJ for Murph sometimes. But anyway.
That guy right there, Murph?
Yeah, okay. So
that's my wife's favorite rapper. I shouldn't even let him into my motherfucking house.
But you gotta understand the mentality. Like, where they don't fuck with us at. Let's go where they don't fuck with us.
Where is that?
I'm just saying from their conversation standpoint, like, where is it any type of issue that we don't fuck with them at?
Let's go there.
Yeah. That's where we go. You get what I'm saying?
My question is, I understand it because I'm from running radio stations and running radio stations, and I don't care. And different markets, it's not, they don't like me because they don't know me. They think I'm infinite God on them, but I'm really not, because I've given every avenue I can. We have an open music door meeting. Exactly. I have a music director that meets with cats.
I'm gonna show up a couple times.
You trying to talk to the wrong guy. I got a guy that you need to talk to that actually listens to your music,
that actually loves hip hop,
that will give you a real critique. The problem is, this is an audition for a job that will change your life. It's a job, and you got to be special at it. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, some people don't want to hear the real. And that's where, I remember when I first came to St. Louis, the one thing that these guys have stamped is that they're still the representative of St. Louis hip hop.
Of course.
Definitely.
So if you talk to anybody outside of St. Louis, first thing they say, you know Nelly, you know St. Louis.
Right, exactly.
Great. All right, got that. So the thing is, I understand that the success they had, they didn't just have a record, one record. They sold 10 million. Yeah, they were albums. Yeah. They went to, they have done worlds. They're still eating off of stuff they've done 10 years ago.
Right.
That is monumental. To still have people calling your phone, giving you over 7 figures to do a show, is unheard of. You have to be in rare air. You feel me? They can go do a Vegas. They can literally go set up in Vegas and do a review show and make millions every week. And they'll be packed, right? But let me finish.
Okay.
So when you have that type of success, but nobody's able to follow afterwards, no disrespect to the Chingies, the Jaquans, the Ebony Eyes, who's the girls from the East Side? There's no disrespect to them. But you are not able to build on that success. It all falls on their shoulders. So then they unfairly get all the blame. That y'all ain't bringing nobody else out. Y'all ain't do this. Not understanding, like, it's this is a business.
Yeah. I wish I could.
You know?
Like, I wish I could. Who wants to turn down any money? I'm a hustler. I like to eat. I love to eat. I got an 8-month, 9-month year old that loves butter beans and peas. You understand me? I want to buy butter beans and peas all till he turned 10 months. You understand what I'm talking about? So ain't no point in time that I want to take some money away from you or not help you move to a situation that can make me some money.
Exactly.
Like, I wish I would and I wish I could. I got a little brother that outrap everybody. He ain't on like he's supposed to be. I want him. You think I don't? Well, I'm hating
what
on him,
feel
too.
Like the issue
I
got, is?
No, hold on.
It's the business. It's a business. It's timing. It's everything. And
everybody
it's a work ethic.
It's not a fashion style.
That everybody don't have. People don't understand that, too.
Right.
It's a work ethic that everyone don't have.
Let me interject. Let me interject. Because sometimes, y'all are at the... I'm talking about Boogie, Radio, and the artists. Talking about the Lunatics, Murph, Kiwan, or on the same side of the coin, because it's been times where y'all disagree with what Boogie said. Mm-hmm. And it's been times where y'all submitted music to Boogie and Boogie was like, that's not it. So how do we, that's what I'm trying to, I'm because, putting that on the forefront.
Right,
like, I'm not finna have this conversation without thinking that everything is, because I've been caught in the middle plenty of times.
But see, if it's not it, if it's not it because it's not it, or is it, it's three if it's not it.
Right.
It's a not it because you think personally it's not
right.
It.
Yep.
One.
It's a not it because nobody's calling from a big company saying, hey, this budget's going out. Have you played them 3 or 4 records that we under?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Okay, cool. So,
let's get into it.
I mean, but
that's
tight.
That's
why I tell people on the streets, it's easy for you to come off Natural Bridge and Page. Can't come on Natural Bridge and Page. Natural Bridge and Kings Highway. And get your song on. Right. You know what I'm saying? But that's how weird it is.
Right.
It's easy for you to get on and get your song spent. I ain't gonna say high rotation. But it's easy for you to get your song spent than it is for us to get our spent. Because what comes along with our thing is a lot of times that B word is called a budget. And the budget don't have to go to the radio, but the budget needs to go to the community to say, hey, come listen to the radio or whatever it may be. It's a lot of business involved. So instead of saying, hey, this is hip hop and I see you need this, they're looking from a business point of view. So we have to respect that after our first feelings go off the same way. But you have to not like it for a reason. Like, don't say I don't like it. And then I go to your club and you spin it, everybody like it. And then I go to the radio and they be like, well, I don't like it because that's not what I hear for you.
Right, right. Exactly.
For you to be in your future.
Your personal opinion.
A lot of people do that. Like, we say, like, oh, J. Cole, it's cool, but that ain't what I wanted.
That's Boogie.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, does Boogie do that?
I'm not there when he do it. You going there when he do it. But Boogie right here, so.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, do you do that? Because you've been accused of that.
I've been accused of a lot of shit.
We have too, so we understand.
I mean, I understand that.
That's why I said it's the same.
But all I can say is I try to be honest. And if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. I've been wrong, and I've manned up and said I was wrong.
Right.
Sometimes I've been right, and nobody's ever came back and said you was right. But what I always done, and I've sat with this man at dinner, is say, it ain't always about me. Sometimes you got to come back and knock me in the head and prove me wrong. Because if you feel a certain way, it's still a hustle. Everybody said they started out saying they hustlers.
Right.
Music business is still a hustle.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it ain't about one person's opinion. It's about how you're going to affect to get they change their mind. Because these guys are sitting there. Have I ever asked you for a dollar? Have I ever asked you for a dollar?
No.
I ain't never put my hand out and say, pay me. I've always said, bring me the record. The record's how we play. Right. And I have played some of their records. Have I not?
No, definitely. It's 2010.
So, the problem is that nobody, and I've always said this, sometimes people just don't understand why this pops at this time and this don't. Because I've been shocked. To some shit. I'll say like Salento. I don't, what the, are we serious? This what we doing right now? But it popped.
Right.
And I'm like, really? But where's Salento at now? If we brought Salento in here right now, he gonna be like, But y'all ain't give my second record a chance. I ain't want to give your first record a chance. It wasn't up to me. It popped. I think this dude, Murphy Lee, is one of the most lyrical, craziest dudes ever. But sometimes you got to sometimes go from the top to the bottom and work your way back up to the top so you can appreciate it again. It's a process, man.
I mean, but that's why we're here, though. But because Boogie ain't said yes. Even though we cool, Boogie ain't said yes to everything we asked.
We haven't, but I've been honest with you. I'll treat you like a man.
I'm saying, but that don't mean nothing because you done treated other people like, man, they've been mad. You know what I'm saying?
Some people feel like you just don't give them a chance. Like,
what chance? Like, what?
Quit going off your opinion.
I'm not Phil Jackson, nigga. No, hold on, I'm not Steve Kerr.
Hey, look. I'm keeping it 100 right now. Some people just say, just play the record and let the people decide instead of you making a decision.
But unfortunately, do they even understand that you want to go there?
No, I just want
to process because it's not my decision. I'm not, it's not one person making the decision. There is a music meeting with other people in there. There are other opinions in there. So you always, everybody blames the leader. And I accept that.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
But.
Yeah. Felt that, get that.
I'm not the guy that's just sitting there saying, I'm going to play that. I take input from everybody. I've taken input from you. I've taken input from Ms. Poole. I've taken input from a lot of people.
Right, exactly.
So unfortunately, what I don't like, and I'm going to keep it real, is that when certain records may come into the room, it can even be these guys' records. And the committee doesn't want to play the record, but when you see him, you don't want to feel no sort of way
to tell him.
So you don't say,
"Yo, Boogie didn't like your shit." Yeah, let's get this drink.
Me personally, I be needing to know because I got a million, trillion, billion, and that'd be the whole thing. But I also know too, I would never come to even throw. This is my DJ. I take on the road. I would never come to y'all and press y'all about a record because I know for a fact it needs to go through the people first for it to be effective.
Because
anyway.
Today, that's how it works. The game
is just
changed.
I think before them introducing it to the people, it still need to go through the people. I still got to be like, sir, what that one record you played last week? Well, that thing was jamming. You better play it again.
Exactly.
You feel what I'm saying? It still go through the people without the internet. So I'm like, now I would never come to the radio and be like, yo, why y'all ain't spending my shit? I never because... I would take whatever budget we have and put it towards the people. And that's a word to the independent artists and to the people that's trying to get on and keep bothering y'all about a goddamn record being spent.
Stop it. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's real. You can spend money all day.
It don't mean shit because the shit ain't real.
Yeah,
it'll come back.
You just said it like, oh boy,
why y'all ain't spent my second record though? Because even when you spent the first one, was it coming through an organic label, right?
And I'll say this just for St. Louis. When we lost the East Side, and I'm talking about we lost the
clubs,
Vino,
yes, the clubs,
we lost our incubation system because I ain't no disrespect to the Marquees and all that. But everybody wants strip club. Like, I'll say one thing. Club Casino was one of the greatest incubator records because when you get a crowd that's been partying all night and they go from 3 to 6 a.m., they're in a different zone. And when you drop a record and you can affect their mind state at that time because they're on a whole lot of shit. Their minds is fucking foggy. But they still rocking like this and it's real. There's a lot of records that broke out of East St. Louis that got onto the box. We don't have that right now. We have lost. Like Atlanta still has that incubator vibe.
Yeah.
Where it ain't just strip club. It's a lot of clubs. Now I think what's happening is we're getting into two little neighborhood spots. Two restaurants. Right.
Bars.
It ain't club. Bars. We're getting into bars.
So now the
bar DJs can now start affecting stuff because if you can get a record like through the bars now and saying, yo, this is record going to this bar. Because now it's counties. Now you really talking.
Oh, yeah.
You're talking straight neighborhood cats. You're talking from North, South, West County. Even out in Chesterfield, if you go out to St. Charles and they all suddenly rocking one record, like, yo, I don't know where this came from. That's where you're, like what Murph said.
Locally, that's where
it's the organic vibe now. I'm sorry, the Marquee and HG, that's for show. They're playing strictly what's... Yeah. Gonna get the bottles in the air, everybody doing this.
That ain't where you're gonna go in there and drop a record
that nobody heard of and they gonna listen. Because it's too superficial in it. No disrespect, but that's just what that type of crowd is.
And I brought that up for a reason because that's the gap in between radio programmers and independent artists, or artists in particular. So I brought that up for a reason, just to kind of get a, you know, just a glimpse from both sides on that.
I kind of stand. I be mad at artists that be pressuring DJs and be mad at y'all because y'all don't play a record. I think that's the dumbest thing ever.
I also be mad that people be too happy about them playing it.
And the thing is, why? Like with Murph,
because I think that's the ending.
It's not. It's just the beginning.
Okay, that's cool to know. But they think if you know it, cool. And that's been our gift and our curse too. Like we went, like we got a gold plaque on our first day coming out. We looked at it like, that's what's up.
Gift and curse.
Like we never celebrated.
But now they're expecting something bigger.
I'm saying we never celebrated because we knew that wasn't it. That's cool. Exactly. But look, y'all like that.
But you came from stupid platinum. Come on.
No, I'm talking about at the beginning, Country Grandma. When we had that thing at Street Side Records.
Oh, you talking about?
He was all the way down from Street Side Records, which is now.
It ain't nothing.
Which is not. It ain't nothing. No, it's Chipotle. On Delmar Loop. Right? You know what Chipotle is.
Chipotle. Yeah, right.
Okay.
And looking at me like
all the way down. No, I'm saying all the way down the street. All the way down.
Tell you where you at.
All the way down to Blueberry Hill. It was the street.
It was the first vendor.
People lined up all the way down to Blueberry Hill. All the way, boom. Baked teas on it. All the way across. Boom. We got a plaque. First day coming out.
Ain't on my wall, but I ain't never got
it. We like, that's what's up.
You know, I don't have no plaques for y'all.
But we wasn't, the DJs then.
No, I know what I'm saying.
So you gotta go to Cut, Charlie Chan, and 618. You gotta go to them. Like, yeah, that's why
we don't control plaques. Let's get this out here.
It's people go need plaques.
We don't control.
See, it's more than just us.
Stacey got a Joe plaque, and she don't even have it hanging up. It's just sitting on the floor.
So the people that have plaques, you didn't just dry Stacey. But the people that have
plaques. She'll put it up when you walk in. You'll put the plaque
on. People that have plaques are specifically people that pointed them out, or us pointed them out specifically. You feel what I'm saying? So, like, if the rep, you must didn't do enough for the reps.
The rep, he didn't talk to the rep.
Not even about talking to him. I was a music director. You literally, was not spinning our record.
Yeah, we were. We played your record.
I'm talking about heavy. You wasn't apparently.
Brian, you know it's
5,000 Greenboros.
Everything's
I just hope you. But you got a future plaque, and I'm the first person playing Future on the station, and you like, we're not going to go to her. I ain't got no future.
That's why we signed a Gucci on
the future. It's all about this. You know,
I ain't got no
future. But that wasn't a Gucci on future. That's the Rocco future.
That's when he got on the label.
That was after
After Rocco.
Look, we're going to get ready to wrap this up. First of all, I think the main conversation is this, is that you got two guys that have seen this business from all sides. And this is just my opinion, the industry has changed. Because labels are now looking at your social media, they're looking at your YouTube, they're looking at your SoundCloud, your MixCloud. But here's another thing they do, and I've said this to cats, they send A&Rs into your cities, they don't come to the radio station. They don't even come talk to us.
Yeah.
They go to the high schools. They go wherever the high schools are and start asking them about you. Yo, so if you telling me that L.A. Foles is the hottest cat and you can look at his YouTube and they can see this and they can see that, when they come to St. Louis, they don't come see me. They go down to Normandy. They go on the Chaminade. Yo, you heard of L.A. Foles? You heard of L.A. Foles? Yeah, I heard of L.A. Foles. Then they'll call Slim. Yo, this kid is real. Because they know that's real. You can't fake that funk. So I'm telling industry cats now, you guys are different. You guys have been on, y'all have a million industry contacts. But for the new cats, radio is last. Because we really are.
Been talking about that.
Because I'm gonna tell you this.
I don't mean to snitch on nobody, but half the time, y'all don't even listen to the radio.
They
you
don't.
You want your song play on the radio, but you don't even bump the radio
even
yourself.
When the song
you don't even know
play,
what the radio is.
I'm saying,
let's think business. Don't know nothing.
Let's think business. You know, we'd have been in a situation where we didn't got some in Walmart or something, right? Some off market, you know, air freshener or something, right? And if you don't have the support system of the community anyway, you wasted your turn. You wasted your spin. You wasted everything. Because if they do play and then the community don't follow up and say, I want to hear that again, you wasting your spin, you wasting all your hard work. So if you don't have that first anyway, no stability or structure, then that means nothing. You know what I mean? Like it means nothing. Like I got a friend that got a wine that got committed to like 50 states in Kmart. He was mad. I'm like, what you mad for? It was like 7 years ago. What you mad for? You went everywhere. He's like, nah, but I gotta get legal in each one of the states. And I got to pay for marketing in each one of those states. You know how much money that is? Mm. And he can't. And you got to supply it to even get shipped to them states.
Exactly. That's
like, real. It's more That's than real. That. So you ask for something that you can't even handle. Like, exactly. You want to play on the radio, why? So your cousin can hear it, so this can hear it. Like, well then, why then when we doing shows and it's 10 artists on the ticket, why is it only 10 people in the audience?
Exactly.
When each person should be able to bring 20 to 50 people themselves. Exactly. Like, we not even looking at the part. We got 600 contacts on our phone. We ain't got nobody coming to our show. Our mama not even coming to your shows. If your mama and your girlfriend not coming to your shows, what do you expect me to do for you? If somebody want to be on the radio and podcast or whatever, and they like, yeah, I want to be a jock, and I want to, you know, do this, and they ain't got no real tape, they ain't got no nothing, you ain't never tried it before. And you came just, here too early. Yeah. You're not ready for this. You know what I mean? It's like going to NBA. You've never been to N1 camp or Nike camp or nothing. You know what I mean? You just come off the street like, yeah, I can hoop.
Right. And I think it's a little different from the NBA because I think people got to like you for real. It's like, I'm definitely serious. It's like, when you start with zero, you ain't got no, like, I get a lot of artists come to me and say, I ain't got no money, homie. I ain't got this, I ain't got that. I'll be like, but do people like you? Like, come on now, can you go in a room full of 100 people and walk out with 25, 30 people? Like, I'm giving you a third. Like, come on,
A star is still a star, man. Yeah. Somebody can walk in a room and everybody just gravitate to them because they got that it factor.
And so I'm going to go back to y'all. Y'all
just can't discount that.
We talking about stars. Right. We not talking about...
I'm going to tell y'all, when Chance the Rapper did the thing at Comiskey Stadium, I know they don't call it Comiskey anymore, but it's Chicago. I'm like, yo, people not realize that this kid just sold out a baseball stadium and he's not signed to no major label. He got his first radio record. His first radio record is No Problems, but that don't matter. These kids know every song off this dude's, all that stuff he put out. He got Common, Kanye, Wayne, Alicia. He did a show where he had Alicia Keys and John Legend on the same bill with 2 Chainz and Lil Wayne. Yo, and it sold out. If that doesn't show you where the world is, and you can tell all his success came through social media. It came through cats finding his music organically. His first radio record was No Problems.
Yep.
But they knew. I'm standing like.
Yeah, like 4 albums.
I'm standing like, do you not see what the fuck is going on?
But they didn't see his growth.
How could you not?
I mean, they don't. Okay, we just talked about.
He had a Kit Kat. Here's a Kit Kat commercial right now.
Yeah, what I'm saying, some people do not go back and research the growth.
I'm standing like, this is a.
How far back do you go?
Do you know? Look,
just worry about where
I know the DeWitts.
You think it's story.
I am a number one with the DeWitts. And I can't get Billy DeWitt Jr. to let us do a show at Busch Stadium. Unless I can show him we bringing somebody that can sell out 50, 60,000, it ain't happening. This kid sold out a baseball stadium in 5 minutes. Five. With no major radio airplay, nowhere. That's the story you tell the artist today. Why are you talking to me? Look what this kid just did. He had Kanye come out and be a guest shot on his shit. And leave. Kanye came out when the sun was still out.
I got a question.
That, to me, was monumental right there.
So, before we wrap it up, what's next for y'all? Like, what's next for Kevon Murphy Lee? What y'all got going today?
Everything.
2017.
How much time you got?
Everything. I'm JuJu on the beat now.
Hey.
He the one did.
Ray Man on that beat? Nah.
I'm charging that song. Me personally, I'm Full Force Music right now. Mm-hmm. So, be looking for me the first quarter. Something crazy. You know what I'm saying? And Key Wazy in the film life.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm in the film life. And I just started doing music, 3 months ago?
I didn't do anything.
What you mean doing music?
I just started doing music, like really getting into music. Like, it's crazy I've been this far and I never really got into music.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I just recorded an album and everything. Like, I never did a song myself or nothing before.
Okay.
You know what
really?
I mean?
So you started to understand
things differently.
Yeah, I like
the marketing, I like the business, I like the swag, I like other things, like how we look, how we looking, how we listening.
Where are you getting them colors from?
You know what I mean? That's the only song I did that was almost by myself.
Are you dying though?
That's it. You ain't gonna find no more. Okay, cool. Right. So I got into that. You know what I mean? I'm doing some film stuff for the young adults right now.
Okay.
As far as like decision making skills and stuff like that, it's gonna put into school systems or programs and involve them in acting.
I'm
finna. I'm putting together. And when I say I mean me and Murph. Mm-hmm. It's just, and when he say I, he mean me and him too. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? We. It's just about who's spreading
here. Right, I've noticed that. Yeah.
But I'm putting together a St. Louis project. Mm-hmm. That's kind of like a Crush Groove type of effect.
Like a movie, like about y'all story, but other cats.
It's not really our story. It's about our story. St. Louis, like St. Louis, mm. It's about our future. You know what I'm saying? I think a lot of people are doing stuff.
You ain't gonna be in it, Boogie. Nah, I need titties in my face.
No, Boogie definitely. Boogie needs to be in it. You know what I'm saying?
He's gonna come in the fifth episode.
Right.
Why you got to hate on my swags, huh?
I bragged. You was late.
He said bragged.
I mean, we would love to have Boogie in it. You know what I'm saying? But it's about our St. Louis culture that a lot of times we don't have formats to be able to announce who people are and what they do. Like Thurl spins on Sunday nights and he spins artists. And a lot of times we don't have time to say, hey, that's. Little such right. Such, or yeah. Such, you know what I'm saying? A lot of times when I say I'm going to do a song with Jake, I was with Jaquan a couple days ago. Like, they'd be like, well, what are you doing? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Yeah, Walmart, like, they don't know what we do. So it's exactly. About us having a format to where everybody knows what people are doing next.
Exactly.
You know, and like, we got good music. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, so that's the whole point. Like, I done wrote down 50 artists, you know what I'm saying, on myself. And I'm forgetting about 20 of them. You mm-hmm. know what I mean?
That's cool.
So. That's what I'm into right now, and I want to do that for March, but I'm finna start right now. I've been calling Thurl on Slide. Thurl's a big part in it. He don't know it. But
no, I'm a big part in it.
He know it. He always say yes,
I'm
so I just
big
run.
Part.
You know
yeah.
what I mean?
Yeah.
But this is about Thurl. You know, I think Thurl and Cuddy are our format here that we need to start with as far as OGs, as far as
time,
right.
everything. So it's running through their system. I'm just putting it together a lot because they're busy, you know what I mean? And I love to do this film side and to get people into marketing aspect that we need to do. You know what I mean?
That's dope.
And Murph sent me records
that's
on
dope.
Regular.
That's
I like the...
Man, Murph
like,
do three songs a day.
I mean, like Murph's last project he did.
I mean, Murph do three songs a day.
Was that one of your first producers?
With Jay? Yeah, that was our first producer.
Nah, I mean, come on. He didn't send me so much music since then.
I mean, Murph do three songs a day.
You're his DJ. You're supposed to get the music.
I know, but he don't stress me about anything. He like, hey, man. Let me know if
look,
anything
Maine.
Catch.
Let me
let me know if anything
I said this
catch.
Earlier, but this may not get clear. Murphy Lee is my wife's favorite MC.
I love your wife,
and even though she gave
slow
me
down.
Bro, no, slow down. Direction.
So New York.
Slow down.
Slow down.
You're in the cave. But I will tell you this: your STL record, STL N word. I really, that's one of my favorite.
STL winner.
Because this, that's
he don't like when Holla come on, though. He be
I'm
like,
I'm St. Louis.
Because I like the line about the fried rice
right.
and the white castle.
Right.
So I'm like, yo, that is so dope.
That's too hard for radio.
But,
hey, did I say some real stuff? You know, you got, you hooked up some, the Meek Mill remix thing. You was on that.
Which one?
You don't remember that?
He grew up with Meek Mill.
He tried to get, you know, he was still part of Meek Mill. So now you got Meek Mill to do a remix like he did a Philly version of the STL joint.
Did he?
You don't remember that, do you?
No. That's right.
He did do that.
Did
that's
he?
Right before right. he got on, though. He was like, man, this kid Meek Mill is
yeah,
like
I called
blowing
you about
up. You know what I'm saying? We should put him
right.
on and make him
yeah.
do a Philly thing.
Where's
that's right.
It
you had to go back
right.
to Philly. You had to
the
go
DJ
back
woman.
To Philly.
I forgot. He
come on.
Where's
it at?
It's
on
his email. It's on his email.
We're going to continue this on Smash Radio.
I need this shit right now.
I'll hit Rip too.
We are the Brick K Crew Podcast.
Meek didn't even remember it though when I talked to him.
But yeah. Boogie D, I'm out. I'm drunk. Shout out to Effing.
And all your artists, say no to drugs.
Say no to drugs. It's Miss Pooh. We on the Brick K Crew Podcast.
So
I got.
We definitely got to close it out because I got some more questions.
Literally.
Smash Radio. We're going to continue
this
on Smash Radio.
No, I got some real questions.
I mean, you want it off the record or on the record?
Yo, and we also
we'll
have
time, right?
Yo, we also have for everybody that's tired of smelling their auntie smelling like cigarettes.
This is the end of the year episode.
Are
make
we,
sure
hey,
we're y'all. We going in 2017.
You plug it, then
I'm
fight
plugging.
It.
I mean, that's what electricity is. You know what I mean? Plugging and fighting. You know, but everybody wants to fight the auntie for smell like cigarettes and their mothers and
damn.
Blah, blah, blah. You know, we have a situation called a baby tail feather that is a
yes.
Yes, thank you.
What's
it's a
baby tail feather?
It's a e juice.
Right?
It's a premium e juice for no hookah. Well, hookah. That's a close thing we can get in our community is to say that it resembles
okay.
a hookah.
Yeah.
But hookah is like, if you smoke an Iowa hookah, it's like a pack of cigarettes.
Right. I heard
okay,
it right.
Cool. So this right here has
what
no.
What if you get the no tobacco version?
That's tight.
Then you're a little better. But nicotine is still
nicotine
in
is
bad.
Still
but
in
if,
there.
So
like
if you don't smoke
minimum,
at all,
right?
Nicotine
yeah.
a little much. But if you smoke already,
that's
then
why
it's better for you
buzz.
Than the other. Yeah. This is a healthy alternative. We into a healthy alternative.
Right. I noticed that. Yeah,
we got some vegan cookbooks, some vegetarian vegan cookbooks coming out. It's a lot, man. We can say all day.
You got a vegan video, like
Newmurph.com, man. Out, man. Get acquainted. Ketchup in this mustard world.
I'm gonna let Murph come do a vegan barbecue so we can try this.
Man, we be killing all.
I went to the house.
Cold. Oh yeah, you went to Love House.
I went to Murph's house.
Love is not
like. They had
become a vegan.
No, he's not. But
break it down to you, bro.
That would be dope because I'm literally on the borderline of vegan.
They had regular shit, but they had a different grill for the vegan. Like the vegans can't. The vegan meat. The vegan
can't even be on that.
He got
the vegan. The vegan meal could not touch
the other grill.
Yes, it could not touch. It was two grills.
Yeah, we buy a new grill, or we cook ours first. You know what I mean? I got a cousin that ordered a veggie burger with bacon, so.
And whenever I, almost, whenever I got
bacon?
More on.
Man, he did it.
Not vegan bacon, bro.
Let me order a veggie burger with bacon.
That made no sense.
I was dying.
How?
You guys take steps.
They do have vegan bacon, though.
It's a veggie burger.
Man, Mike Bean. Love little brother Mike Bean.
Okay, he's on tour. I thought it was.
You say it's steps to the shit.
He wants more
than that.
Stop, stop. No, we're not stopping. It's the New Year's episode. Ooh. We're going into 2017. We're not asking
another question.
Yes, we are.
Ask another question.
I'm sorry.
I'm going to be in the studio. So
I want to talk sports.
Y'all might have stopped.
Hold on.
Right.
When I'm on the road, I need people to understand. They be finding the fires vegan spots. I'm talking about.
What, like Sweet Art? Yeah, like Sweet Art.
I'm saying, real rap. Like. Most of the time, I don't eat meat when I'm on the road with them because the food be so far, I'd be like, damn, if I could find a spot like this every day.
Or if you could make that shit yourself every day.
That's why we got this cookbook.
I would enjoy the cookbook because, like,
they're some ghetto ass vegans. They got cheese
and bacon and all that shit.
Or Benny Sloppy Joe.
Yeah.
Cold sauce cut out in the middle with the vegan mayonnaise. Like that. Like
yeah,
we ain't on no regular. We don't want no asparagus. We want asparagus, but that ain't what we're teaching.
The Star Ties.
That's in Indiana. Indiana. That's now.
Star Ties. Oh, my goodness.
But now we on that, man.
Well, we got so much.
It's 12 spots in St. Louis. If you need any help, go to happycow.com for now.
It's the first two.
Happycow.com. Just do it like Happy Cow in St. Louis. And then they'll show you the top places that serve all the.
All the vegan stuff. Yeah.
So you can go in the city and that's what we do first.
Yeah.
Well, let me just ask this question. So, on sports.
Go ahead.
Can we wrap this up?
But I'm not done with them.
I'm asking them a sports question. These are two very big sports guys.
They have to go to the studio to make a hit that you might not even know.
Be quiet. We're not talking.
I'm telling you.
And they love St. Louis sports. Literally. So they have to let me know with the Rams leaving, who you rocking on football.
I'm rocking with the Rams or Dallas Cowboys.
I'm rocking with whoever from St. Louis.
Dallas Cowboys because the running back is from St. Louis.
Well, you know, the Cowgirls are 2-0 against the New York football Giants, so you know that.
That's what's up. They got to lose something to win something.
Oh, damn. Thanks. I'm fucked up off this episode.
Dallas Cowboys got a St. Louis person.
What about
basketball?
Browns have a St. Louis person?
Yeah.
Chicago Bears.
So, Marv, you just all over. You're just all over.
I'm everywhere. I ain't got no team.
So, your jersey collection is
great.
Right now, but
Zeke is the truth.
I mean,
I like the Rams.
I like blue and gold. So, as long as they blue and gold, I'm cripping. I'm cool.
Now, as a fan,
you got two different perspectives.
I ain't gonna lie to you. Like, I was with Rams when they were Los Angeles Rams for the first time. But they blue and gold. Y'all don't even
understand. Okay, let me ask you as a quarterback. Do you want a football team back in St. Louis?
I wouldn't care.
Now the community going to act like they did with that one, though.
I want a basketball team. I don't care about football.
Why you say that?
I'm not a big football fan.
Why you say that?
Because people be so mad that they gone, but if I ask people they bought a ticket, they be like, nah, I got one with Matthew Dickey.
I ain't buying no ticket.
You know what I'm saying? So how do you expect your house to be there if you're not paying rent?
Exactly. And you know what? I agree with you.
So I'm not mad at it. You know what I mean? And we're not winning.
Every year I went to one Rams game. I felt like you had to do that, though. I felt you had to support.
Anytime you go to a game and it's more...
out of town.
Away team.
Come on, dog. That's
shirts.
Society.
No. That's not society.
I thought you
were saying
more
right.
White people than black.
That's not
no. Oh, you deep. Yeah, I said you deep.
No.
Nah, it's more away jerseys than home jerseys. I'm cool. That's not right. They don't need to be in there. They're not making the money they need to make, man. That's a big building. You know, we got one of the biggest stadiums.
But the dome was whack.
It ain't whack. We actually just got one of the biggest stadiums.
I can't say that.
Yeah, acoustics and everything. Like,
what about? So you said a basketball team, birds. But with the ABA merging into the NBA with the owners of the Spirits, I don't see how the NBA ever would bring a team back to St. Louis.
I hope they do. I mean,
with St. Louis really 40 years ago, but St. Louis, but no, it's perpetuatory. I mean, perpetuity. So the owners will eat until they die. Their kids is gonna eat until they die off the NBA TV deal. But besides that. Do you think St. Louis would support an NBA franchise?
St. Louis is going to support any if they get a football, basketball, they're going to support it.
If it's decent
soccer. Yes. Yeah, we got a soccer just because the city is based on soccer. But
they're talking about getting a soccer team.
Right.
Soccer Steamers. I'm a soccer guy. If I would have saw Beckham when I was
talking, that's a normal thing for us.
I would have been a soccer player. I would not be sitting here with y'all.
Flat out.
It just didn't look better than 3 for 50.
I asked the question, Thurl.
I mean, I got questions.
Then
man.
Get in. Let's go.
I mean, quit trying to shut me off.
Rapid fire.
Right. I mean, yo, y'all in here?
Yeah.
They gotta go. They want to smoke.
They want
to
smoke. Rapid fire. Let's go.
Okay, so we asked, what's the future, y'all? What's the future of the Lunatics as a whole? Is there another album? I got the album. I mean, is there another album?
I hope so. I hope it's another album. You know, we at a grown age where people don't like to rap like that.
Yeah, see, he got his own t-shirt. Yeah, so you recording and there's a...
He the police.
He finna bootleg the whole
show. He say he the police. Damn, he finna bootleg the whole show. Damn.
This is going to come out on newmerch.com.
Okay, right. Come on. He got the goddamn original version.
2 years later, man. You know, I'm an old school person.
Right.
3 years later down
there. So, I'm generally asking.
I hope we come with the movie, the DVD, the whole nine.
Yeah,
like,
that would be so dope.
I wouldn't even call it a reunion. Reunion is when a group broke up. Broke up, so it ain't. I can't call it a.
See, I wasn't going to go there, but a lot of people think y'all have broke up.
That's on them.
A lot of people thought that 10 years ago.
A lot of people. But, I mean, I go with Jimmy and I go with John. Jimmy.
A lot of people don't know that I'm divorced.
I've been divorced for three years. Okay, so
out of four or five people.
Like, you still married. Quit talking to me. I'm like, oh,
now out of four or five people, are you supposed to see everybody together at all times? That's what I'm saying.
No, I mean, when you get older and get bred and you get your own mission, everything is accommodated by business. You know what I mean? So everything that you don't want to do, you know, when you broke and you sitting in the house, we all got chip in on pizza.
Right.
Whatever.
You more together. When
I can buy my own pizza, why go to your house for 8 hours just to get that one time to eat? I got my own family. We grown. You know what I'm saying? Everybody grown. So it'd be a different format than what people used to. They want people to be the same. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you get a girlfriend at 20, she's different when she's 30.
Yeah, exactly. I agree.
Get her when she's 30.
Okay.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So if it's something that happened business-wise and energy-wise that makes sense, then, of course, we're going to ride with it. You know
yeah. Mm-hmm. That's dope.
Huh? I mean, I want to. It's one song I want to play. Murph won't let me play it. Like,
can we play it tomorrow? Can we play it tomorrow? The back
and ready to go.
I'm just saying.
It ain't a throwback though. It's like never heard.
It's never heard. Like,
yeah. Oh, can we do?
Shoot her. Tell him, Michael.
Yeah, we got a whole throwback.
I mean, that is the.
I'm asking for selfish reasons because I want to play.
Murph, it's never been heard. What's not a throwback?
Exclusive,
he told
whatever.
Me when he got. I literally got it in my Serato. Is do not play.
Because, why?
Because he told me not to play. So like, played, I got the whole album. We went on the road to Nashville one, and he gave me the whole album.
I never get mad at music being played. On
so you know we're gonna blast it off tomorrow. Now you gonna
if
blast.
You say so.
I mean, we gotta say right. Don't play it every time we got a record. Then that's what we're gonna.
Play. Actually, I'm gonna play it.
We're gonna be like, don't play that record, dog. We don't want you to play it. Then we get off
hands.
Don't play
it. No, but y'all gotta understand. I'm playing to get a reaction. I'm playing it now.
Let me tell you what it's like.
Now I know how to come to you.
That's what I'm saying. Like, hey man, here, get your record.
Right.
Play it.
Right.
So let me break it down.
Every time. Hey, Route 25.
Let me break this down to when we on the road, just from an insider, from a DJ standpoint. I get in the back, I'm squished, I'm like, it's nothing. Like, you're going to sit right there. Sometimes I got to drive. That's every blue moon. Because Keywan likes to drive, and Murph drives too. You know what I'm saying? Like, but the whole thing is, Murph likes to listen to, like, podcasts, talk radio. Keywan bumping the shit. Like, nah, we going to bump this new shit. You going to hear this shit. And, you know, it's some songs I heard sometimes. I'd be like, man, let me get that. I ain't got that. And I'll be like upset. I'm like, come on, dog, let me get that. So they gave me the new Lunatics album before. I mean, it never came out, but I'm saying they gave it to me, and they's like, I'm gonna give this to you if you can't play.
Well, here's what we're gonna do. and I'm saying this on the podcast. So I need Murph and Kiwan come to the station tomorrow, be on Smash Radio, and we're playing it. And if they don't show up, we're still playing.
It's not clean.
You're going to clean it up tonight?
What y'all doing?
I'm not cleaning it up tonight. I'm going to go to the studio with them. And you're going to clean it up some more new music. And you're going to clean this shit up.
Come on, bro.
Because here's what we're going to do.
I did play one song on there. I mean,
No, we're going to play it. Because what I really would like for you guys to come in and us do a portion of this on the airwaves. Because I think it's important.
Yeah.
And I think that it's critical of some of the conversations that we have. That it hits a larger audience. But I think it is important that we play something. Regardless if it's Murph or Kiwan or whatever, just to showcase that, yo, the dream never dies, the dream always continues.
It's been,
you know what I'm saying?
Real hard lately.
But he said something that was critical.
Conversation.
That they still here and they still repping for St. Louis and they love St. Louis and they'll help out any St. Louis artist if they understand that it's a business.
Yeah.
And understand your hustle is 99% of the game is your hustle, not them. Just handing you something. Because that ain't how the world, this ain't how the music business
like
works.
But St. Louis, to me, it's a lot of St. Louis artists that know that. Because they got songs with a lot of
We sit down talking to basement with a lot of artists. And it ain't the artists that came on that y'all real stage that we ain't sit down and talk to as a man. You know what I'm saying? It's just be like, hey, if your chain gets snatched in California, I can help you. Hey, if you need some help with the publisher, you know what I'm saying?
If you hate it and don't understand what we talking about right now, you're not the artist that need. That's not going to make it nowhere anyway.
The artists that are going to make it.
We reach out to artists.
Or even get a chance to make it, they understand.
Right.
They
last week, I reached out to Rollo.
They know that we're in St. Louis.
You may have a few that's not reached.
St. Louis is
small.
Clean it up,
Thurl.
You're on the clock.
All right. It's the Brick Cave Crew Podcast. I am Miss Pooh.
I'm Boogie DM Drop.
DJ Sir Thurl.
And we got...
And I'm Dick. And all capital letters.
And this is a key wonderful moment. Wake, bake, and create, baby.
All right. Toast to laughs, toast to friends, toast to brick, and we out.